Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Inside the Secrets of the Caribbean. My name is Rhea. I am your host. And today I'm very pleased to welcome Ronald Mind. He is the owner of Work Mango. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you so much for joining us. You're a very busy man. It was hard to track you down, but we got you now.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Now, you are originally from England. Now you have moved to the Caribbean. What brought you over there?
The sunshine, obviously. The sweet cocktails, the beach. So everything. It's just a culmination of lots of different things. But I've got children, and the lifestyle here is infinitely better than the one we had in London. And it's also just more cost effective as well on the whole. So it works. My 4-year-old can swim unassisted, which would never have happened had we stayed in London, for example. They go horse riding, play tennis, you know, they're at friends' birthdays every other week, even in COVID times, which is quite nice, compared to had we been in London, that would never have happened. So, yeah, so just being in the Caribbean has been a breath of fresh air, as they say.
Is it a little bit more laid back than London?
A million times so. So, you know, I mean, it's so when we moved, you know, it wasn't something that we did overnight. It was a gradual process. So, you know, we've been coming back and forth for about 10 years. So we knew the island quite well. So when you're in London, you're like moving at 1,000 miles per hour, and you come to the Caribbean and you're going at like -100, you know, like you're basically on the other side of slow. And, you know, and that takes some getting used to and some adjusting, but I think it suits the place where I am in now in terms of place in life, but then also it allows me to create my own pace in terms of how fast I want to go, which is really nice, because then I'm not doing 1,000, but I'm also not doing -100. I'm kind of like somewhere in between. I am maybe at 300 miles an hour, which is, I mean, I'm still quite busy, but it's just a different energy, different feel, different vibe, which is really good.
And it gives you more time to spend with your family.
Exactly. That's the most important thing. So I definitely have a lot more time for the family. I when I was in London, I didn't have any time. And also prior to me moving out, the family moved out 6 months earlier. So I was doing 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. This is pre-pandemic. So I was flying every 2 weeks. So I was literally, and I had projects in South Africa and projects in New York. So I was literally on a plane every 10 to 14 days, going to different places and trying to manage that. So when I say I was operating at 1,000 miles an hour, I mean, I literally was going at that pace. But I'm happy to be in one place. And the pandemic's most of the reason why. But yeah, but it's been good. It's been the rest that I needed. I didn't know I needed it, but I definitely needed that rest. So it's been good.
So now that the pandemic has taught you a lesson, are you going to continue this lesson forward? Or are you going to go back to the way things were?
100%. But that's the reason why I created Work Mango, though. So Work Mango is basically a platform that assists people who want to relocate and who want to have a similar transition in life. So basically it facilitates the whole process from deciding where to live, where to send your kids to school, if you need a doctor, or, you know, and then it also adds in the perks of meeting other people like us, right? So people who are also, for better term, transitioning, so people who are going through that change and want to, I guess, just live a more healthier, you know, so it's a better place to get that work-life balance. And obviously we're talking, so, you know, the tools are there if you need to get work done, you know, so, and I get a lot of my work done this way, on camera, but I think it's just allowed me. So, you know, I'll get off the phone to you and I'll go for a swim, or I'll go to the beach, or, you know, like things that I wouldn't easily be able to do if I was living in a big city. So that's what's been quite nice. So Work Mango is really, so post-pandemic, this is what my life looks like. Like I am in a place like tomorrow. So we do like a weekly hike, for example. So tomorrow I've got like a bunch of people who are Work Mango members and we're going on a hike to Berkeley Fort and then to Pigeon Point to the beach for a swim. You know, so we do that first thing in the morning, and then by 10, 11, we're done, and then your weekend can start. But you've got some exercise, you've had a swim, you've met some people, you know, the weather's great, you know, so that's kind of like a really good way to set you off for the rest of the week. It's just getting all of those things in one easy moment, which is a hike, right? So, and you're seeing, you're getting this entire scenery in as well. So yeah, it just kind of ticks all the boxes without trying too hard. And the best part is that costs nothing, you know, like literally it will cost us nothing to go on the hike tomorrow. So that's a win.
Do you find that 2020 was sort of a catalyst for people that were looking for this type of experience? Because Work Mango is really, it's for those people that are digital nomads, I guess. They get to go to the Caribbean, they spend 3, 6 months, a year, up to a year. You find them their homes, schools, whatever else they need. And most of them, as long as they have an internet connection, that's exactly what they want. So do you find that 2020 kind of pushed a lot more people into that direction?
I think what 2020 did is it opened up the doors, right? So a lot of people wanted to do this, but there was always things that would get in the way. So for example, if you're having a conversation at work and you're trying to convince your boss to let you go, you know, it's an uphill battle trying to convince someone to do something when no one else is doing it and you're the exception rather than the norm. And the whole concept of working from home was unproven, you know, so people didn't quite know that you'd be as productive working from home as you were working from an office. Obviously 2020 has, you know, laid that to rest. So everyone's quite clear that people can, you know, in some instances, you know, I know a guy who runs a wealth management fund and he's basically saying they've never made more money. People have never been more productive, but everyone's worked from home. So in some instances, you know, some people have actually been, their output has been greater working from home than working from an office, because you're not taking lunch breaks, you're not commuting, you're not doing all those other things that, you know, you're not being distracted by your coworker who's sitting next to you. So you're actually just sitting there and getting the work done, you know, and then you've got more time to yourself and to your family as well, which has been a bonus. So I think all of that has really helped in terms of getting people to a place where it's easier to pack your bags and work remotely from somewhere else. So the acceptance level, and even just trying to convince maybe those around you, maybe your family, maybe your friends, that you're going to go away for 3 months or 6 months, you know, all of that's been made a lot easier by the pandemic. I think the desire was always there, which is why, you know, holidays in the sun are always so sought after. The desire's always there. It was just the mechanics of achieving it that were sometimes difficult. But I think the pandemic has made a lot of those things really easy. So, yeah, so anyone can pretty much do it now, as long as you have a job that allows you. As long as you're not like a frontline healthcare worker or something who's needed in the hospital, then I think you're, then I think you're good. You can pack your bags and work remotely.
Let me ask you, I mean, you're... with visas and passports, and you know, I know some countries you can only spend 90 days, for example. What is it in the Caribbean that allows, is there only certain countries that can come for a certain amount of times, or do they have a special scheme there where people can actually come for a year?
So as a result of the pandemic, a lot of the Caribbean countries, so Antigua, Barbados, etc., all came up with a new scheme to try and attract longer staying visitors to the islands. So in Antigua, they've got the digital nomad visa. In Barbados, they've got the welcome stamp, for example. And this allows you to stay in Antigua up to 2 years, in Barbados up to a year. So previously, you would have had some tax implications with that. But the visa, the new scheme in itself, ensures that even if you stay for longer than 6 months, you then don't become a tax resident. So effectively, you're still a tax resident in the country of origin, which means that for employers, there should be no implications because they're still able to pay you as per normal, as they would have done previously. So so this new scheme is just a way for these countries to try and plug the deficit created by the pandemic. You know, a lot of these Caribbean islands do not have stimulus packages or stimulus checks that they can give their residents. So the only way to kind of work around this is by encouraging more visitors to come in and spend their money within the economies as a way of boosting those local economies.
Well, let me ask you, what happens, say, if, you know, for one island after a year, you're like, I so love this place and I want to move here, or after 2 years in another place, I, you know, this is where I want to make my home. How easy is it after you've had that special visa, how easy is it to make that transition?
I mean, so there are other programs that have existed long before the new digital programs that came in because of the pandemic. So if you wanted to move to Antigua, for example, there's citizenship by investment, which is, I think, starts from $100,000 as a cost. And then, or you can invest in property, or you can invest in projects. I mean, so there's ways to work around that if you want to live long-term. Obviously, if you have a legitimate reason for staying in a place, if you stay in a place for up to 7 years, you become a resident, then you become a citizen. So there's ways to kind of work around that. I mean, some are more difficult than others, but they are ways. And obviously, we have access to all of that information. So if someone was interested, we would be able to help them with that.
Well, you know, it sounds really interesting. And I would advise everybody, if you are, and like many people nowadays are interested in traveling the world and experiencing new things and going to new places, check out Work Mango and see what they have to offer. They might be offering just exactly what it is that you are looking for. You have another project on the go, yeah, as well, because you are a very busy man. Wadadley, the project. It is all around Antigua and Barbuda Independence Day, which happens every year on November 1st. Well, is it every year? November 1st, right?
November 1st every year, yes.
Yeah. Right. So, that would make sense.
Yeah. So this year is 40 years after Antigua and Barbuda first got their independence. So there is, you know, and 40th birthday is always a big deal for anyone anywhere. So there's a itinerary and a schedule of events that are in play and in the planning stages, as it were. Obviously, there's considerations around the pandemic, what the world will look like around the 1st of November, as far as the full plan. But the general gist of it is to kind of go all out and do a lot of everything. So we're curating a program around music, so a music festival, literature, film, wellness. So, you know, we're looking at doing wellness retreats every single month for a year. So it's a year-long program, basically. And then there's food and drink, you know, so focusing on food and drink. So the idea is to, again, focus on getting more people onto the islands, getting them onto the Digital Nomad program, getting them on to become citizens by investment. So it's an avenue to market and promote all of these things. So it kind of works quite nicely with Work Mango. The idea around the celebrations is, you know, just to kind of talk about the history that kind of got the islands to where they are now. So obviously, if you think about pre-slavery, slavery, colonization, the Windrush generation that left the islands to go to the UK and the boats and everything else. So, you know, so that's kind of like the background that all of this is set against. And, you know, then independence itself in 1981. And where we are now. So there's a lot of history that a lot of people don't know about or don't talk about. So a part of these celebrations is to talk about that history, to highlight that history, to showcase that history, you know, and to find a way to even celebrate it, you know, as dark as some of it might have been, you know, there's always light at the end of the tunnel, as they say. So, you know, so there were some dark moments throughout history, but if we can project and chart a course forward, take into account everything that's happened in the past, you know, then hopefully we can walk towards the light, which is really what the objective is and the emphasis of the celebrations. It's that journey towards the light.
So an entire year of celebration and living in the Caribbean, you had me at the word go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, so there'll be a lot to do. It'll be an exciting place to be because there is a lot going on across the island. So
Is there a place where they can go to, where the audience can go to get information on this?
So we haven't actually officially launched it, but I would say at this stage, if people just keep going on to workmango.com, as and when this goes live, it will also be shared on that channel. So it won't be the platform that it sits on, but you'll be able to get from
there.
Yeah, you'll be able to access it from there.
Well, you'll make sure to provide us with all of your social media handles, correct?
Absolutely, yes. We're probably looking at launching this in July. So we are still at planning stages, and then we'll launch in, so we'll launch the marketing and the PR in July, and then it will effectively, you know, run from the 1st of November 2021 to the 1st of November 2022.
Well, fingers crossed, I'll be able to come over and see it. I tell you,
you
the Caribbean, it looks stunning.
You have to. I'm really surprised you haven't done it yet. You have to do it.
Wherever I go, it's mainly for the food, and I hear the food is amazing too. So, and a celebration that is consisting of food is not a celebration unless I'm there.
Exactly. Well, I mean, well, I'll be here and I'll be waiting with the red carpet for you to come over.
What girl doesn't like a red carpet, right? Ronald, I thank you ever so much for your time. We really do appreciate it, and I wish you the best of luck. Once again, it's Work Mango and, of course, the Wedadley Project. Check that out. Keep your eye on the Work Mango site, and of course, we'll provide all of the media links below this interview when it airs so that you can keep an eye on things. And hey, who knows? Maybe we'll all see you in the Caribbean in the coming year or two.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you. You've been watching another edition of Inside Secrets of the Caribbean. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.